at area code 336. You're ready to talk. Just state your first name only. It's just your first name, and then tell us how you found out about Freedom Law School and your question.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
This
go ahead. What's your first name? Richard?
Richard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I heard about you guys from my minister several years ago, and I stopped filing the tax forms. And I've actually talked to you maybe about 3 weeks ago. During one of the other sessions. I've been working with Paymon during these Freedom Hour calls on a situation that I have regarding the North Carolina state tax issue.
Oh, okay.
And I've gone through the whole process of objecting to their assessment.
Uh-huh.
Of the state taxes. And I even attended a conference call with some of their legal people, and at which point we were not able to resolve our issues. So they went ahead and filed a notice for a final determination. And in that instructions, they said if I wanted to appeal their decision, which I do, that I would need to file a petition with the Office of Administrative Hearings. And of course, they gave an address.
And do you have
that.
A deadline for that?
Yeah, they gave me 60 days from November 13th, so basically around January 12th of 2024 is my So my question is, and I know that you guys are dealing primarily with the federal IRS issues of this illegal tax that they're putting on us, but for the state, I'm not exactly sure how to go about to file a petition, so I'm definitely willing to do the work because I've been following all the instructions that you guys have been giving me along the way. And I just kind of need to know how do I go about filing the petition and where do I go from here, what do I read to learn how to do that. Is there anything that you can do to point me in that direction? I know it's kind of open-ended.
Yeah. I think we would need some refresher on all the exact the particulars of your situation there. Are you the one that's living in a different state now, Tennessee or something, or is that somebody else I'm thinking of?
Yes, I am living in Tennessee now, yes.
Oh, okay. All right, so, yeah, I remember talking with you, and it seemed like there's nothing that they can do anyway, so you can... You can protest if you want to see what you can do, see how it turns out. But since it seemed like, from my memory, you aren't planning on moving back to North Carolina, you don't have any business there anymore, or any address or anything like that. And so... None of their collection actions are going to be effective anyway. Does that sound like what I've we've told you in the past?
Yeah, I think I remember you saying that now. I had forgotten that part.
Okay.
But yeah,
uh-huh.
That's a big part not to forget. I'm sorry that I am remembering it now.
Right, right.
But I was thinking that I needed to go ahead and petition. This is basically going outside of the North Carolina Department of Revenue and now filing a petition with what they refer to as the Office of Administrative Hearings, which is a separate agency from the North Carolina Department of Revenue.
Right.
And they're saying that I need to fill this out based on the general statute, North Carolina General Statute 150 B, Article 3. And I did locate that, and I have downloaded that, and I'm in the process of reading it now. Not exactly sure how to go about writing a petition, what is required. Because I know what you guys wrote to the congressman, the things that I filled out and sent to my three congressmen. That was the petition, and I'm just not sure if I need to do something similar to that, you know, for the state of North Carolina.
Yeah, those kind of arguments, we don't really use them much in courts or in those kind of situations. I mean, we are actually working with someone right now to use those arguments in another state. But just to try it out, see how far we can take it. But that's with a paying student who we've been working closely with on this. And, we'd certainly be able to work with you on this if you wanted to and you were a student. And we would write the letters for you and so forth. But this is already a pre-existing condition, and so there may be some extra cost involved. And also the fact that it nothing they can do. So here's, really about the worst they can do, which doesn't have any effect. They can send it to, it's called the Treasury Offset Program. They can send a notice to the federal government that you owe taxes in North Carolina. And if the federal government, if you file for a refund, then the federal government would send it to the state of North Carolina up to the amount that you owe them instead of sending it to you. But if you're not somebody that's going to be filing anymore anyway, then you're not going to be filing for a refund. And if you're an employee, you're going to be and you're following our steps, then you're going to be claiming exempt from withholding by your employer anyway, or if you're a business person, independent contractor, so forth, you won't have any withholding or any employer that's taking out the Social Security and Medicare taxes anyway. So there's no really no reason for you to file for a refund or for any other reason. So again, there's nothing the state of North Carolina will be able to do.
Okay. I noticed that you did say that this was a pre-existing thing. So this was just to refresh it. And I think you might have something in front of you that you were referencing, but it was for the tax years of 2017 and 2018. And that was right about the time that I heard about the Freedom Law School and what you guys were expressing in your petitions and things like that. So I stopped.
Yeah, but what okay, so let me just explain here. When I say pre-existing condition, that would be anything that you have going on right now when you aren't a student. So, you know, if you become a Restore Freedom Plan member, then we'll start that membership applies to, for instance, now it would apply to the 2023 tax year.
Gotcha.
And you could even go back and if for an extra payment, get a lifetime guarantee on previous years that you have not filed federal income taxes back 3 years past, so 22, 21, and 20. But at this point, anything would be a pre-existing condition if you've already been getting, you know, it's gotten to the stage now where you've gotten a final notice of deficiency. So we'd be kind of helping you after the fact. And we sometimes do it for no extra charge when there's when you become a student because you're already paying us, you know, good money. So we'll just do it if it's not much. You know, if you have unlimited consulting. But if we get into letter writing and stuff, there may be some charges.
When I first started talking to Maverick, and I can't remember some of the other people's names that I've talked to, there was a there was some kind of way to become a membership, like a scholarship.
Yeah, we used to have a scholarship. And now that we have a new pricing structure that's much, much lower for most people, a lot of people, actually the vast majority of people are only needing to pay $2,000 per year. So so we did away with the scholarship program.
Okay. Basically what I think Maverick was telling me after the scholarship thing was done away with, that it would be like $1,000. I think there was a time when it was only $1,000.
No, the $1,000 was a discount of $1,000 off the $2,000 minimum if you did your own petitions to Congress. But we found that people just really had a hard time understanding what to do and how, you know, getting it right. And so we just decided to just go with the $2,000 minimum.
Okay. Well,
there's people that don't even need our services. You know, you can do everything on your own based on all the information. We have so much information on our website. You can go on there. And for anyone else who might be listening on YouTube, the Freedom Law School website, it's freedomlawschool.org. And go ahead and I'm going to show that on the screen. That's our website. And under plans, if you click on the Restore Freedom Plan, or even right now, you can go to pricing, the tab there, but it's best to start here where you get a nice overview of the purpose of the Restore Freedom Plan, the benefits, about the lifetime guarantee, and all the benefits that we offer under the Restore Freedom Plan. And then there's this big gold button here to click on, and that takes you to where you can calculate the price for yourself and actually apply right there, digital application we have now to the Restore Freedom Plan. All right, Richard?
Yeah, I just have a couple more questions. Is that all right?
Okay. Yeah.
I think you said last time Since this is not an issue with the federal government, this is only an issue with the state taxes, that if I were to become a member, I think you were saying that if someone becomes a member, that you guys would cover any fees or taxes owed at the federal level for that particular year. Is that correct?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
each year that you're protected is for the federal taxes. That's
right.
The lifetime guarantee is for the federal income taxes. And we'll help you with anything you need on the state taxes. It just doesn't come with that lifetime guarantee that they might – there's always that chance that they might levy your bank account or so forth, and we don't guarantee it with the states.
Okay. Yeah, that was something that you had said last time. I just wanted to get some clarification on that. So even if I were to become a student at this point, because it's at the state level, there's really no that thing that you were talking about being guaranteed or that having that lifetime
guarantee, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would not take effect. Okay.
Right.
And since it's a pre-exist, meaning that I was not a student before this legal action was taken against me, then there might be, in addition to the $2,000 membership, there might be additional fees in order to help out with the writing letters and petitions and things of that sort. Is that
exactly.
Correct?
Yep. You understand correctly. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, and I've used your website quite a bit to try to learn. And again, the presentation that you guys had tonight, dealing with all the definitions and things of that type, and how it needs to be explicit based on the Supreme Court rulings, at least. That doesn't mean that the state courts will uphold that, from what I understand.
Well, and it doesn't even mean that the federal courts follow that. The lower courts, I wasn't watching the presentation myself, but and so I don't know if Paimon mentioned this, but the lower courts can make a ruling that's different than what the Supreme Court would rule, and then the circuit courts will back them up, and then you can appeal to the Supreme Court, thinking, well, the Supreme Court would have to rule in my favor, but the Supreme Court then wouldn't take the decision because they get to choose which cases they take. And they're not going to take a decision that's going to overturn the income tax laws. So that's why we don't use these arguments very often, I should say. We pick our cases, and it's minor cases that the student can afford to lose before we'll make this kind of an argument.
Okay. So for right now, if I wanted to have a consultation with, and by the way, I think there's two consultations. There's one with attorneys besides Paimon, and then there's one directly with Paimon. Is that correct?
There's one with activists here, experienced activists such as myself here at Freedom Law School for $250 is the price at this time for the first hour, which is a half price. And then if you want to have that hour with Paimon himself, then it's $500, which is also half price. And those amounts, if you choose either of those, can be deducted from your membership if you decide to join. So, for example, if you paid the $500 and got a one-hour consultation with Paymon, and then you decided to join the Restore Freedom Plan, and it was turned out to be a $2,000 for your first year, then you'd only have $1,500 remaining.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So basically with Paymon, you know, if I met with him like for 4 hours, four different hour-long sessions, then basically I would have paid for the membership. Is that right?
Well, no, because his hourly rate is actually $1,000 an hour.
Okay.
So it's only the first hour that he offers at half price.
I see.
Because you got to understand, he's such a quick study. He can look at a bunch of paperwork, like dozens of pages, and skim through it and understand exactly what's going on. He's been doing this for 3 decades now. So
right.
he can really get a complete picture of what's going on in just 1 hour.
Okay.
And sometimes even half an hour, and then you have a half hour left within.
Okay.
You know,
all right,
to do it another time.
Okay. And if I were to schedule an appointment, can I schedule an appointment directly with you?
With me?
Or is that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do the 250, and you know, I've talked to you a couple of times now, so.
Right. Then each additional hour after that would be 500. Is that right?
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then there may be, if you do it that way, that's a good way. That's why Paymon did this, is because it's a good way for us as activists to learn new things that Paymon knows and we don't. Is so that,
right.
If there's something we aren't quite confident about, then we go and ask Paymon ourselves and then give you the answer.
Well, I definitely liked what I talked to you about last time, which was about the includes and including, because that was one of the things that the North Carolina Department of Revenue attorneys was using as a defense against the petition that I sent to him, which was the petition you guys wrote. Paymon had said to go ahead and send the petition to the North Carolina Department of Revenue. They read through the petition that I sent to the congressman. And, you know, one of their, of course, they sent the IRS's frivolous argument propaganda document.
Right.
And they were basically saying, you know, that you guys didn't specify, you know, about the 7701C clause, which says includes, and including means, you know, it's not limiting the definition.
Uh-huh. Did you watch our recent Freedom Hour on that issue?
Yeah, I'm in the process of going back and reviewing quite a few that you guys have done. But if you've got a new one,
I'm going to show you on our screen a couple of places to go to. One is the blog articles. The second one here, over here in the big blue, where it says "Can includes mean means." And the title of it is "Can the Term Includes in a Definition Be Synonymous with the Term Means?" That's a great article to use. And
That was you responding to a student who had written in emails. Is that right?
No, it wasn't a student, just somebody that was asking about it. Yeah,
okay.
The back and forth I had with Eli. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Yeah. And then the other thing I wanted to show you was if you go to the watch tab and click on social media and then click on Odyssey. Since we got banned from YouTube a year or so ago, Odyssey is the best place to go to get all of our videos. So you go to our Odyssey channel, click on content, and over here in the search bar, you can, well, first you can go through, and it hasn't been too long since we did the includes and including one, but I'm going to just type it in here to show you and anybody else that might be watching the recording know how to do a search there. Let's see. Well, it was 2 years ago. It seems like we did a new one recently, didn't we? Recently we did one on the term includes and including. Was that tonight? No. It's the first one there?
I didn't see it in tonight's present.
It's maybe not in the title. It's on the thumbnail. If you file a 1040 income tax confession form, do you empower the IRS to use it against you? But yeah, that title doesn't really do the topic justice, because the description says here in section 7701A, 9 through 10, and then says that United States and state includes. However, section 7701C says the use of the term includes in the definition shall not be deemed to exclude other things otherwise within the meaning of the term defined. So that's a really good one to watch. Basically, Paymon took my back and forth with Eli, in which I brought Eli completely 180 from what he had been, the way he had been looking at it before. And,
right.
So Paymon here in this video goes through that and gives his own way of looking at it.
Yeah, I will definitely check that out because I had not seen this new one. I did a similar search on Odyssey and found quite a few where you guys are covering those different pieces. So wanted to thank you for that. Plus, Paymon a couple of weeks ago told me about the blog that you just looked at where you covered that with Eli, but I had not seen this one here, so I will definitely take a look at that one.
Okay. Great. Anybody else that has any questions, be sure to press the one if you want to ask a question and you called in. Anyone else that might have a question, call and hasn't called in yet, call the number on the screen, 657-383-1755. And did you have any other questions, Richard?
I think for right now that's going to do it for me, and I think I may have to call and schedule an individual conference with you to. And it's okay if I request. If it's okay if I request you specifically.
Yeah, that's fine. Uh huh.
Okay.
And just to let everybody else know, and maybe to remind you, the place where you go to do that is on our Get Help page. Click on the ways we can help, or even just click the Get Help. Oh, it's a drop-down menu now. Okay. Ways we can help. And if you've gone through all these, the seven steps, the FAQ page, our videos, our blog, and you've called into the Freedom Hour like Richard did, or even if you don't want to call into the Freedom Hour and want to go straight to the consultation, then you click here to open the order form. And it's just a one-page form. where you choose the $250 or the $500 cost, which again will be credited to you when you sign up for the Restore Freedom Plan.
Hey, Benny, I had one other thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Unless you wanted to finish talking about that.
Well, I just want to point out that you send in your cash. It's a cash payment through the priority mail. Or you can do cryptocurrency, but there's an extra 5% fee for that. And the instructions are all right there. Okay, go ahead.
Gotcha. Okay. On the Facebook page, on your Facebook page for the Freedom Hour.
Uh-huh.
If I were to go back and try to look at some of the previous Freedom Hours going from the Facebook page, there are just a couple that don't seem like there's no way that I can click on it to get it to play. And I was able to go to Rumble and search for them there. But I was just curious if I'm doing something wrong when I'm on your Facebook page trying to watch previous sessions. There were just a few that didn't actually play.
Oh, is that right?
Am I doing something wrong on my end?
I'm not sure. Maybe the Facebook didn't live stream that night or something. I don't know. Not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
There were just a couple that wouldn't play, but one of them happened to be one that I was interested in reviewing. And I was able to go out to Rumble and find it there. So it's not like you can't get to it at all. I just couldn't get to it by clicking it on the Facebook page. So I didn't know if there was a link issue there or if I had some kind of ad blocker thing that wouldn't allow me to do it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Benny.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, I don't see anyone else with their hand raised on the screen, so I think that's going to be a wrap. And thank you for watching and listening. Have a great rest of your Thanksgiving evening.